are they expecting from me?
They need to know everything. They want to confirm that you have viable, incriminating information and that you can be a cooperative witness.
Show me the pictures. I can't show you the pictures, ma'am. She's dead, Michael.
I thought we agreed it was best for you to not come here.
I need to know how this delay is going to affect things.
4 more days. If I'm out of here by then, I can still do it.
I'll let the brothers know. You like this?
Yeah.
It's a special occasion. My dad's coming today, so I'm just gonna wait here till he shows up.
You look sharp.
Scorpio, you have a visitor.
LJG.
Alive. Give us 4 more days.
Okay, good.
Listen, back at the exchange point, I saw 3 body bags. You, me, and LJ, we weren't getting out of there alive. It's the last time I get caught flat-footed.
And do what you gotta do, Link.
As long as I take care of my end,
right?
Michael, I know you're angry at me about Sarah, but...
You lied.
I had to lie.
Your son is my nephew. And there's nothing I wouldn't do for him. But apparently you think I only care about myself.
I know you don't care about yourself, but you care about Sarah. You loved her. And I'm sorry. But LJ is my son. I couldn't let anything happen to him. You know that?
You use me, Link. So I guess you and the company have something in common.
I don't know where he is. I've tried every number I have.
Well, listen, I'll check back to headquarters and see what they say.
Never mind. I found him.
Carter Blue Label. He always had such high-end tastes for a girl from Wheeling. Since I paid for it. You know how much I hate to travel, Gretchen? But considering the mess down here, I made an exception.
It was a mess before I got here.
And it's time to clean it up. We're ending this today. Bang and burn.
General, that was analyzed. What you're asking for is too dangerous, not to mention next to impossible with the given time frame.
I remember a substantial wire transfer to an offshore account that took the word impossible out of the equation. Or, tell me, did I hire the wrong person?
I am doing my job when I tell you to seriously reconsider.
And now I have to do my job. I don't pay you to be my advisor. You're my operative. You have your instructions. Now get it done. Because if you don't, I'll make what happened to you in Mosul feel like a massage.
This was a big mistake, Gretchen. You can't make a habit of coming to sign up.
I won't. Because we're going with the bang and burn.
That's suicide. We have more time.
My boss wants things to move a bit faster.
Well, tell him you can't pull it off. I might get killed if we do this.
And I might get killed if we don't. Between you and me, who do you think I care about more? Look at me, James. See if you can tell how serious I am. If you don't play ball, I will leave you in Sona to rot. I promise. Be ready by 5. That's when it happens. everybody goes.
What about Schofield?
Kill him.
You. The military is reinforcing the bars and all the windows.
Can you talk to the colonel? Get him to postpone that for a few days.
After your performance yesterday, I have no further sway with the colonel.
Well, I'm afraid you brokered your way onto an escape plan that no longer exists.
I have an idea.
Lucero!
Wait to hear from me.
What?
Some of the men don't feel the need to pay their debts anymore. It's been 1 week, man, and we lost 3 men. Now, if we're gonna keep so now, we're gonna need numbers.
I don't trust nobody here, Marino. Especially no. I work with him in my life.
Really, brother? You, me, and the gimp over there, we're gonna run this place. I wanna bring on Cristobal. He's solid, man. One of them Darien ghetto boys.
Bring them up. But I promise you nothing.
Find me anything that can sustain heavy RPGs and small arms. A Cougar, a Striker.
Not gonna happen. I do have a call into a Sergeant York.
Yeah, that's not gonna cut it. Call Susan, I'll put him on standby. Tell him we might need him. Is there a problem?
We're doing this at 5 o'clock?
Well, we could wait until tonight when our guys are moving too fast for night vision to work properly. You could even tag along if you want. Get it done!
Yes, I'm trying to locate the family of Mr. James Whistler.
I'm his wife. Who's calling?
My name's Tommy Day. I own the apartment building Mr. Whistler rents from. There's been a busted pipe in his unit that's caused some damage to the apartment next door.
I'm sorry, I think you have confused James with someone else. He's not renting another apartment.
Oh, I assure you, Mr. Whistler's my tenant.
I couldn't find anyone to contact after his conviction. But when the mail came, I checked his phone bill.
There were numerous calls to this number. If you could please come to the apartment, the address is 40 of El Bravo in Arborio, Unit 4.
Tell your men the intel says the Panamanians have no access to Sam. Yeah.
There's been a development.
Maybe. Well, you're a spy now? Forgive me if I'm wrong, but she didn't really strike me as the girlfriend type. If she was company,
After your failed escape, she came to remind me that I have a stake in this too, which you seem to have forgotten. So forgive me if I don't jump for joy when you say you're working on a plan that may very well fail again. I've got to get out of here, and it's getting to the point where I don't care how.
Not what we talked about?
You never met me.
Oh my God. What the hell is going on? What about Oscar Schultz?
He raped and killed and tortured. Couldn't turn him over to some scumbag lawyer who was just gonna get him off or couldn't. No. I just. So I killed him. And I felt good. These drugs that kept me on an even keel. And even when I got sooner, I couldn't get my pills, so I had to improvise.
Did you want me to get drugs for you?
I assumed that whoever set this up must think that I might have some value. That's why you came back.
I came here to help a man that I respect and care about.
I appreciate that. But I can't testify like this. Please.
Steel on every window. I don't think we're getting through those.
I'll figure something out.
I know you will. Listen, man, I'm sorry about before. Like I said, things have been intense. So much depends on this working out.
My nephew's life depends on this working.
I know it does. I never asked. How old is he?
16.
Oh, hell.
Knocker.
What do you want?
Me? I just came by to slip something into your mail slot. It's from El Patron himself, but it was meant for your eyes only. Grab it.
I don't know if I know invitation to the Stoner Hawkins dance when you got cooking up with a chair, huh?
It's none of your business, Theodore.
You want to keep secrets? You want to treat me like a pesky insect? Fine. Just remember, information like crumbs always trickles down to the vermin on the floor.
To be honest, when a tenant pays a year's rent in advance and then gets locked up, I normally rent the place out and double my money. But, James was a good man. I was hoping things would turn out well for him. Look, miss, a lot of guys have a little something on the side. This apartment, I mean, whoever he brought here, doesn't mean he didn't love you.
You said you have James' insurance papers?
Right on, I'll go get them.
4:13.
There's another code.
I'm the only one who knows it.
For a man who likes keeping his secrets, using T-Bag as a go-between might not be the smartest move.
Yeah, by the time you fix it out, we'll be long gone. Sammy's on his way back with the gun.
This?
Underground tunnel. The old administration used it to travel between sub-blocks A and B. After the riots, they moved us all to B. And then the soldiers came in, blew this tunnel up.
Looks like someone already tried to get through the debris.
I never planned to spend my whole life in Sona. This isn't expected to end so soon. You're the engineer though, right? You can dig our way out of this?
Yeah, me and a couple of payloaders.
No, no, you listen. You're gonna dig out of this place.
We're not digging out. But we might be digging up.
Hello, who are you?
Friend of James. Old friend.
Well, he isn't here.
I know where he is. I can see why James loves you. You are beautiful. But if you keep sticking your nose where it doesn't belong, I'm going to make him miss you very, very much. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Now listen very carefully to me, Sophia, and you won't get hurt. I want you to go home and do your hair and paint your nails and get all ready for when James comes home. You two will live happily ever after.
What do you want from him?
See, you're not listening already. Don't get in the way, or I promise you things will get very bad for you. You are truly beautiful. I hope you can stay that way. Get the hell out of here.
All right. If we can get through the ceiling, the foundation, and the earth on top of that, we can make it out into the middle of no man's land. And maybe hit the fence before we get shot. Yeah. Well, what not?
Yes, but you can dig out, though, right?
Well, based on gravity and the kind of sand that Sona's built on, we're going to need some kind of support brace for the tunnel.
Or what?
Or the whole thing collapses and we're buried alive.
Oh, you relax, huh? Don't get so
How long was it?
Maybe 2 days. I gotta get upstairs to estimate exactly when no man's land that tunnel's gonna let out.
What are you doing? Meditating.
Or they're just getting some rum for Cristobal and his boys.
Rum? His boys? No, I said I'd meet with Cristobal. Not to be half-breeding sauna.
I gotta tell you, well, they're up there right now.
Joe, listen.
Let me just get some rum now.
Oh, man.
And drink beer like everyone else.
Look, man. Offer them something good. Don't make me look the fool.
The rum is for me, Sammy. Oh? You have a problem with that? Good. Let's go.
Let's get back to work.
Hey, under the chair is the cut.
We don't need a code. I'll get inside before Sammy comes back.
Where's Agent Lang?
Agent, I don't know. But what the hell's wrong with you? What's going on?
I think I have a right to be nervous. My life is on the line, you know.
What are you talking about? You have given live press conferences your entire life. I've seen you many times. You're an old pro. Now splash some water on your face. The panel wants to say right now, immediately.
What?
Get dressed.
Or would you rather have me drag your ass back to sauna?
Water, on the face. Get your suit on. We're going. Yeah, it's Sones. We're almost ready to move here. Where the hell is Lang? No.
Where are we at?
Everything's in place?
Good. We've done our part, now it's time for Whistler to step up and do his. Come 5 o'clock, he'd better be ready.
3 feet of concrete and rebar plus 10 feet of dirt and sand before we see Scott. Are you all right? To be completely honest, no, not really. I have this thing for confined spaces.
Are you telling me you're claustrophobic?
Ever since I was a boy. You know, I need to be upstairs.
It's not really an option right now.
Well, staying here is not really an option for me either.
I suggest you get yourself together.
I just need some air.
What the hell's the matter with you?
I need to get out of here. I need air.
You walk into the door with Sammy on the other side, you'll never need air again.
You don't understand. I need to get out of here now.
Why don't you tell me what's really going on here, Whistler? Why do you keep looking at your watch? What are you really up to? Schofield, the men are gone. Let's move.
Send his on his way, get out of here.
I have to call my brother.
No, cell phone stays with me. Now get out of here.
Well, just so that we're clear, Americano, she's got no electricity and no running water. Septic's out too, but there's an outhouse in the woods.
It's perfect. $100 a month.
$200.
$100 a month.
Deal. But I don't want growing no drugs on the land. No marijuana.
You got that?
Welcome home, Leverett.
Thanks. Listen, man, if you want to get out of here, I get it. Michael would, too. You've done more than enough.
If I had a kid in the same situation as your son, would you and your brother walk out on me?
Yeah. Here, this is good. Put it down there.
Okay, hold on.
You ready?
I hope this works, Bobby.
All right. Let's go.
I'm Grady.
I need your help.
No, no, bro. My father finally got here. I'm gonna go see him.
Actually, I need his help.
someone for my old man?
I just need someone to deliver a message on the outside, someone I can trust.
Hell no. My papa straight his razor blade. He don't get into kind of trouble like you do.
It's not trouble. It's just a phone call.
No. I love my father.
And I love my brother. And if he doesn't get this message, something horrible is going to happen to him. Look, something really bad is going on. Please.
Hello, son.
You
look very handsome. Like your school picture.
Gracias. I cleaned the guy's cell for the shirt.
You should be in school now.
It's okay, Papa.
With your friends.
Papa, please don't get upset. I have friends in here.
The American?
Yes. He's nice. He keeps his word. It's very rare, son. And he needs my help.
Thank God you're here. I thought you might have come a little earlier, just to make sure I was okay.
I read the newspaper. I know you're safe.
I am, for now. You might not be. Now listen to me carefully. Promise me you won't go anywhere near Lincoln Burrows today.
Lincoln?
It's just too dangerous to be around him, to be with him, to be near him. Just go home and stay there. And I will call you tonight. That's all I can say. Do you understand?
Call me? From where?
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Promise me. Say it out loud.
I promise. Why are you so scared?
Because I can't have you get hurt. Because I love you. More than anything in the world.
Do you? James, I got a call today from a man who says he's your landlord. Talking about another apartment. Should I call him back?
Must have been the wrong number.
He asked for you by name.
The man is clearly confused. I don't know anything about another apartment. Sophia, all I know is that you've got to stay away from Lincoln. Please.
Okay, James. I will for your call.
Here. I have this.
I don't want to see it.
I'll put it with the others.
I'm not coming home. Except that. You should go. Make that call for my friend.
Happy birthday, son.
Maybe we should pick up some locks, secure the house. We can't have anything new on it. The place needs to look abandoned. Yeah?
I have a message for you. Don't come home for dinner.
Who is this?
I'm supposed to tell you,
don't come home for dinner.
What? Well, me and Mikey were kids. We had a code when social services were trying to get me into juvie. He's telling me to watch my back. What the hell are you doing here?
Why haven't you returned my calls or my car?
You haven't?
Yeah, he just arrived back at his hotel. But Whistler's girl tracked him down. And she's talking to Lincoln and the Mexican. After what she saw today, she could be complicating things. You have a directive?
I warned her.
Take them all out.
Oh, what Whistler said?
I said take them all out.
I don't care about your boyfriend's apartment inside. I just don't care.
No, I went there, and a woman showed up. She threatened me. She knows James.
Susan.
Well, you know her?
She's the one who has LJ.
She took something I found. A passport. It had James' picture on birthday. But his name said Gary Miller. Lincoln, I don't know what's going on.
I see what's going on. Your boyfriend's a liar. I told you that from the start.
James told me to stay away from you today.
that he was dangerous.
Let's go.
Michael Schofield.
His number's brother.
How'd you get this number?
He called me 2 days back. I didn't answer, but listen, I need to speak to him now.
Where are you going? Let's go. Yeah, I guess who that was. Michael Schofield's brother.
Who calls me? And who I call is my business.
Where's your friend?
I don't know. Please.
Where's your friend?
I don't know. Please don't shoot. Please.
Drop
him. Why are you coming after us?
Different day, same problem, huh, Lincoln? Well, you know how this turned out when LJ was in this position, and today is no different. So be a good boy and put down the gun. Come on, Link. I know you learned your lesson.
You're right. I have.
For the record, this is an international hearing requested by the United States government for the purpose of hearing testimony from one Mr. Alexander Mahone.
You gotta be kidding me.
So, Mr. Mahone, when were you first contacted by anyone from the group referred to as the company?
Now, they told me that if I didn't kill every one of the Fox River Eight, that they would come after me. They had all worked with Schofield on the escapes of the company. Wasn't sure what they knew.
Mr. Mahone, I'm going to ask you to please keep your answer related to the question.
Related? It's all connected. It's a web. And it's a web that I got caught in. And Lincoln Burrows got caught in. And Michael Schofield got caught in.
If I may, I think what Agent...
We're all just like flies.
Silence.
Thank you, Mr. Sullins, but we're here to hear from Mr. Mahone. Now we're going to try this again. When were you first contacted by the company?
I cannot say. You know, they could be in contact with you or you could be in contact with them and you'd never know. It's they could be in contact with us right now. I mean, it sounds crazy, right? It's great. And it would be, except for the simple fact that it's true. The government that I had dedicated my life to manipulated and extorted me, and blackmailed me, so that I would kill for them. And I did the things that they made me do so I could protect my family. And so, I would like to go home. So can I do that, please?
Hey. Where have you been?
I came looking for scrap metal for the support price for the tunnel.
Really? Looks like a pretty tight squeeze up there. You sure there's enough fresh air, or does the claustrophobia come and go?
What's it like? Going through life always distrustful?
You tell me, James.
Hate to break up the brouhaha, gentlemen, but Luchan would like to see you. Says it has something to do with your big brother.
Give us a moment, will you, Teodoro?
You tell them you're the one that's gonna pay.
Yeah?
You got the message.
Yeah, you were right. Just try to take us out.
I know. Whistler got a visit from the company. He's been acting strange ever since. I'm telling you, like, something's up.
He's doing more than acting strange, man. He just told Sophia not to be near me because it was dangerous. The company's coming after us.
They don't need us anymore.
Here we go.
They're breaking him out on their own.
Abre la puerta.
You, get up. Vamos! Mr. Schofield.
There have been two escape attempts in the past 2 days. Somehow, I don't think it's a coincidence that you arrived shortly before they happened.
I had nothing to do with that.
You've caused too many problems here in Sona. So maybe you shouldn't be here in Sona. Llévenlo.
Say goodbye to Sona, Mr. Schofield.